Friends, are you making all the connections you need to make? We are on a verse that's about to talk about access. And do you see the relationship between access and wrath? Now, come on now, get your thinking cap on and slap your face with cold water or something. This is a faith training broadcast. It's not just here to give you a little lift. It's here to train your faith so that you may know how to break into your troubled mind. All right, Colin Cook here. How it happens, thanks very much for joining me today. You're listening to a broadcast on the grace of God, the good news about our Heavenly Father. I read these verses and I am sometimes stunned by their meaning even years and years after teaching them. And I think to myself, we don't know what we are in possession of. We do not realize that we're sitting on a gold mine. I turn on my computer every morning and read the Drudge Report, and it's incredibly negative, isn't it? All the news out there. And then I think to myself, what a privilege I have in declaring good news. What a privilege you and I as Christians have in believing good news. Well, here it is, my friend. I read verse 1 to you in chapter 5. Now let me read verse 2. Well, verse 1 to get the connection. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom also we have access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in the glory of God. Now think of it. Through whom, that's of course referring to Christ, through Christ also we have access. Access. What relationship does the word access? What relationship does the word access hold towards the word wrath? Well, it's an opposite. Do you see that wrath is to send away, to abandon, to stand over there, to remove from? You pick that up quite easily in the book of Romans, chapter 1. When God has wrath, he hands people over to the powers of sin. What is the opposite of that? To bring near, to draw us to give us access to our Heavenly Father. Ought it not to surprise us and thrill us and delight us that you and I have access? We have access to the Father of the universe. We have access to the Creator of the universe. We have access to our Savior, God the Creator. This is incredible. I mean, you know, do you remember the days before you became a Christian? I do. I remember those days as very, very strange and dark. I was a young man. Prior to the age of 15, I believed in flying saucers and levitation and extrasensory perception and mediums and spirits and ghosts and ghoulish things. Well, not ghoulish things, mediums, spirits, and ghosts. And I had no clue. I was just fascinated by everything, but also disturbed by it. It was dark. It was mysterious, strange. There was no beauty, there was no light. And when I went accidentally to a meeting that I thought was a lecture on flying saucers, and in actual fact, it was a preacher standing up and telling me about the second coming of Jesus Christ, my world lighted up. My world was filled with warmth because I realized and learned from the Bible that there was a Father in the universe, a Creator who was coming to this world again in the person of His Son to redeem all things and to bring in His kingdom. That faith gave me access. What would you be like, my friend, without God, without our Father? Without a knowledge of Jesus our Savior, you would have nothing, would you? You would be looking at a blank universe where your destiny would be uncertain and frightening. Let's renew the joy. Let's renew the awe. Let's renew the gratitude. Through Christ, you see, we have access. Now look, you may not feel you have access. You may be burdened down with troubles, sickness, relationship difficulties. You may be burdened down with financial difficulties. You may be burdened down with your own sins that you yourself have caused. You know, I have so many Christians who keep sort of qualifying the gospel by saying, yeah, but I brought all my problems upon myself. Well, hello, of course you did. I mean, where else do they come from? Well, many people's sins come from other places, you say. Look, most of our problems come from ourselves. But that doesn't mean that God isn't going to be merciful and forgiving. God knows that we have created our own mess. So don't exclude yourself from this tremendous boon that He has given you, that is access to His heart, access to His lap, access to His embrace, access to His throne room. You say, but all these problems, Colin, they make me forget. They make me feel that I don't have access, that He's just not there. Let me remind you of the message that Paul gives, and please remind yourself. Through whom also we have access. So you say, what's that all about? Through whom? It's referring to Jesus Christ. Look at verse 1 again. Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have access with God through our, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom, that is our Lord Jesus Christ, also, we have access. So you see, you don't say, I don't feel I have access. I mean, the circumstances of my life don't show that I have access. Everything's gone wrong, so God must have abandoned me. No. I have access through Jesus Christ. Well, what about His life then? He gained victory over all the forces of evil. Not one power of evil could hold Him in the grave. Satan was right there and could not stop Him from rising from the dead. The angels stood by that tomb, rolled away the massive stone, and probably knocked Satan off his feet, let alone the guards. Satan could not hold Christ in. Christ has gained victory. He is resurrected. He has full supremacy over the whole world, over all the forces of evil, darkness, sin, and death. It is through Him I have access. I couldn't get in. How in the world do you think I could get in, or you with all your troubles and sins? But the wonderful grace of God is that He has given us access through Jesus Christ. So, what do you do? What do you do in the midst of a defeat, or a fear, or guilt, or a failure, or a temptation? Now, of course, many of us don't want to talk to God or affirm faith in the midst of a temptation. We want to get the temptation over with first. In other words, indulge it, and then start talking to God. Well, whatever you do, you have a right, in the name of your heavenly, in the name of Jesus, to say, Father, I cannot come in my name. I am ashamed. I'm guilt-ridden. I feel excluded. But in Christ, through Him, I have access, and I therefore praise You. I praise You that I have access through Him into Your throne room, and that is why I am talking to You, dear Father. When we express our prayers and say, in the name of Jesus, this is what it's all about, that we pray in His name, because He, through Him, we have access to the Father. Are you getting it? Is your faith being trained? Are you seeing that that word access stands in direct juxtaposition to the word wrath? Wrath is to hand over. Wrath is to abandon. Wrath is to send away. Access is to bring near. Look at the rest of the verse. Through whom also we have gained access by faith. By faith, of course, you see, in Jesus Christ. Into this grace in which we stand. It's just beyond our ken, as we would say in England. Ken meaning, it's a Scottish word, but it really comes from the word kenosis, the Greek word, for knowledge. It's beyond our knowledge. It's beyond our comprehension, this is. Through whom we have gained access by faith into this wonderful favor of God, this grace, divine favor. You see, when he declared us innocent, justified us, that was his grace. That was his grace giving us favor, declaring us innocent when we're not innocent, but he's treating us innocent. So through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we stand. Now, Paul, notice, doesn't say in which we run, in which we kneel, in which we sort of trot or sit tentatively and maybe have to jump up suddenly. No, he's saying in which we stand. And the idea behind that word is a firm footing. We have grace, we have divine favor, and we have a firm footing in that divine favor. We are standing on it with 2 feet. And we are safe. Now, of course, you don't feel safe. I know that. I mean, who would feel safe in this world in his heart? His heart trembles, his heart worries, his heart gets nervous. But what does your faith do? It trains your heart. It says, you may be afraid, heart. You may be trembling in your boots, but I know the truth. And I have access to the Father, entrance into his throne room. I have access into his marvelous divine favor for me through Jesus Christ. And what does that lead to? And we have access into this grace in which we stand and rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. To rejoice, my friend, the idea, one of the ideas in the Greek word, I understand, is to congratulate yourself. You congratulate yourself in hope, not in the English sense of hope, but the Greek sense, which is certainty. That word could be used, translated or not translated, but we could use the word certainty for it. We congratulate ourselves in the certainty of the glory of God, of sharing in the glory of God. How about that? I realize, dear friend, you may be getting tired of my appeals at the end of each broadcast, but I have to tell you that I'm not getting any new sponsors, or rather any new partners. I do thank you profusely. Those of you who consistently send in your donations, you are being very faithful, and I appreciate it very, very much. We do need new partners, however, because some drop off, and costs increase, and the economy changes, and it's necessary to get some new partners. May I hear from somebody who's been listening to this program for quite some time, who has been intending to respond because he's been so blessed, but hasn't done so yet, and decides tonight, I'm going to do it. What you do is write a check, whatever you can afford, and send it to FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. That is P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. FaithQuest, P.O. Box 366, Littleton, Colorado, 80160. If you'd like to make your donation by PayPal, simply check out the website, faithquestradio.com. Click on the button for donations, and you'll go right there to PayPal, faithquestradio.com. Thank you very much, friend, and I will send you my Cook's monthly message as a thank you. All right, thank you again, and I'll see you next time. Cheerio, and God bless.